Welcome to Ask the Educator, a podcast brought to you by Healthmark Industries. Are you a sterile processing technician or manager? Maybe you work in infection prevention or biomedical engineering. Whether you're a frontline tech, endoscopy tech, OR nurse, or surgical services administrator, you undoubtedly have influence in medical device processing at your facility. In each episode, we speak with experts from the Healthmark Clinical Affairs team, industry leaders, or special guests from the trenches to answer your questions and bring you relevant industry information, equipping you for excellence in medical device processing. My name is Kevin Anderson, and I will be your host. Now let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ask the Educator podcast. My name is Adam Okada, one of the co-hosts of the Ask the Educator podcast. And today we're actually going to have as our guest, the host, Kevin Anderson, is here to talk about lumen flushing function within your ultrasonic washer. So, Kevin, welcome to your own podcast.
Thanks, Adam. It's interesting to be the guest on my own podcast. But hey, it's going to be fun. And I'm happy to do it again in a different way this time.
Absolutely. So we're going over the August webinar that you just completed, and now we're recording this right after, all about the lumen flushing in the ultrasonic cleaner. So how did you come up with that idea?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for people, you know, I'm not like the smartest guy in the world. All right. So I need to start there. So I try and like make things a little bit simpler for me to understand. And so what we're talking about specifically is the lumen cleaning function built into many of the ultrasonic cleaners out there now in sterile processing departments. Now, that being said, once upon a time, I was a SPD manager. And so we had an ultrasonic cleaner, two of them actually, and both of them had lumen cleaning function available to them. And at the time, we were using a test for cavitation, and we were using a test for a soil removal test for with inside lumen. So for us, those products were SonoCheck and LumeCheck. And so I was using those. And one day we failed our LumeCheck and we passed our cavitation and all of that. And so I was like thinking about it. I'm like, what do I do with this information now that I have it? And then I ended up making this decision to not necessarily take the whole ultrasonic cleaner out of service, but to use that one ultrasonic cleaner that failed the lumen cleaning test for only regular standard instrumentation. And then we would use the second ultrasonic machine that had lumen cleaning function. That one passed the test. So we were going to filter all the lumened items to that one. So that was a way for me to sort of manage quality with mechanical cleaning equipment that maybe wasn't functioning 100% to its capability. So that was number one, where the kind of the idea was sparked there, but then it kind of grew from there, because throughout all of these consultative practice reviews that we do, and we've actually put out surveys as well to the Healthmark customer base about their ultrasonic cleaners, and we ask them, do you test your ultrasonic cleaner every day? And if so, do you test for that lumen cleaning function as well, like separately? And many of them answer no to that. They do test their ultrasonic cleaner, but they do not test the lumen cleaning function. And we actually published some of this data in the ARN, in the most recent ARN that came out, the journal. It's in there. So that's another reference that we put into the webinar today. But that's kind of the genesis of the idea, is just finding out that, hey, that information helped me to make clinical decisions with my equipment to hopefully produce a better quality product in the end. And also that these are some things that maybe not everyone is aware of that's out there in sterile processing running departments right now.
Yeah. And real quick, Kevin, do you happen to know the issue for the AORN journal, where they can find that study that you did?
Let me wheel my chair right over to the article here and I'll tell you.
That's all right. I'm experienced at killing time. I've learned from the best here.
That's right. So specifically, it is the August 2023 volume 118. That is the issue that new article is in. And it talks about our survey data and also some of the common problems we find with the lumen cleaning function of ultrasonic cleaners. But again, that's what we talked about on our webinar today. So you can find it in our past webinars on hmark.com as well. So
absolutely. So most facilities, and I was one of these that did this as well, or I came into facilities that were only running one test in our ultrasonic, and it was a soil removal test. So why would that test not be enough to know if our ultrasonic is working or all of the functions of our ultrasonic are working?
It's a great question. So with the cleaning process, especially with any mechanical cleaning equipment, there are just multiple factors at play to produce a clean instrument. Now, with ultrasonic cleaners specifically, the components that produce that lumen cleaning or flushing within the ultrasonic, that comes from separate equipment within the ultrasonic. It has its own pump. It has its own tubing. It has its own filter system. And all of these components, even the hookups themselves and the O-rings, all of that, all those things could possibly go wrong. And the cavitation could still be there. And the soil removal for regular instrumentation could still be working fine. And yet, you could still fail this kind of test because it can fail independently of whether or not your cavitation is there or not. So that, I think, is the basic reason why it's so important to kind of test all these different functions.
Absolutely. If you're not testing, you don't know whether that function is happening. And when I ask people, how do you know if your lumen flushing is happening in the machine? They say, well, my machine didn't alarm.
Yeah.
So it must be working.
Yep.
And what they don't realize is like the pump can be having water flow through. But like you said, if there's a broken O-ring or something's not plugged in correctly, or if there's a kink in the hose, it's going to, the pump is thinking it's flushing, but nothing is coming out. And that's what you highlighted in the webinar. I highly encourage anybody who's interested in their ultrasonic and how it functions and knowing whether they're actually flushing these lumens to go check it out, because there's a lot of great information in there. And speaking of that, inside the webinar, you talked a lot about some real-world case studies and things that you observed in hospitals. You had some videos. Unfortunately, we weren't able to play in the webinar, but we got to see the still frames of them. So talk a little bit about those case studies and what we can learn from them.
Yeah, one of them I thought was really interesting because the fix was pretty simple, actually. And basically, what happened was Sharon Rojo, another colleague of ours, and I, that we were tag teaming and testing this ultrasonic cleaner in the Western United States. And he was setting up all the tests while I was kind of just watching. And what we observed was, well, actually, the first test ran and we found out our cavitation test, soil removal test passed, but the soil removal test and the lumens failed. So we were actually going to set up for a retest. And when we did that, as he hit the cycle to run, we saw as the lid collapsed down and the instrument tray was lowered into the basin, we saw a kink in the hose of the lumen flushing mechanism. And immediately it was like a light bulb went off, like, oh my gosh, that's our failure right there. And when we talked to, we actually called the manufacturer's service rep that day and told him what we saw. And he was like, oh, that's perfect. That's going to be an easy fix. We're just going to replace that tubing. It won't take long, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it was like, that's great. You know, like we were able to identify that problem. And yet that department, if they chose to, they could still use that sonic for other instrumentation that maybe doesn't have lumens. And that's what's so good about it. So that's just one of the stories I told, but there are numerous, and we continue to learn more about this function because there are so many different makes and models out there.
Yeah. And I think that's an incredible one. The kinking of the hose as the lid was being lowered, something that people would know. And they would assume, like, if they had hooked robotics to that hose, they would assume those robotics were getting flushed. But again, wasn't happening, and they wouldn't know unless they were testing. So what should facilities do? So now they've heard, let's say they're listening to this podcast and they're going to go check out the webinar. What can they do now to ensure that their lumen flushing is actually working?
Yeah, well, first of all, I would just say, like, go make sure, like, are you even using the lumen flushing or cleaning mechanism in your ultrasonic cleaner? Is it equipped and are you using it? And so those two questions, if you find out that you are using that lumen flushing mechanism, or you already know off the top of your head, we know we're using it. But if you're not testing it, I say that first thing you got to do is start testing it. And that's something that HealthMark can help you with. So I definitely would recommend reaching out to us for that. But you got to start testing it so that you understand whether or not that function of your ultrasonic cleaner is actually working properly. But that's, you just got to start somewhere. And you might find out, especially if you have old equipment, I mean, you might find out that it fails that first time. And it's discouraging because you have to figure out now how to troubleshoot. And that's okay. I gave a whole list of things you can check right away, right there in your department, from O-rings to connectors, detergents, all of this stuff that you can do right there in your department before you even call service. And hopefully you can maybe take care of some of that low-hanging fruit and then move on to the more complicated things if need be. But definitely start by getting that test going first.
Yeah. And again, if you haven't checked out the webinar, it's the August 2023 webinar. All about ultrasonic cleaners and lumen flushing. Please go check it out. The power button being on in some of these pumps or some of the transducers, very important to check before you call service, because they will make you feel silly if your power button's not on. But any final thoughts, Kevin, that you want to leave people with about this topic of ultrasonics and the lumen flushing?
Well, one of the things that I point out in the webinar is that there are studies out there. Dr. Alpha did one where she talks about and basically proves that manual cleaning methods are generally less effective than automated ones. And this was in particular with lumen cleaning devices. And so we have an advantage in that if we're already putting something in the ultrasonic cleaner, like, we should be using that lumen cleaning function. However, if it's not working properly, you're not getting the benefit of that automated cleaning. And that's a lot of potential. A lot of times when I saw dirty instruments as an OR nurse, it was when we pushed something through a cannula or a lumen and then debris came out the end. And then by then it's too late. You're already there taking care of the patient. So understand that that equipment will help you produce a higher quality surgical tray of instruments, safer, but if you're not testing it, you don't know. And you could be possibly preventing all of that if you just run a simple test every day that you use this equipment. So I hope that I convinced you, because it is something I believe in, because I've actually seen positive results from this where we were actually able to make decisions and make things work properly right there in real time. And it's a powerful thing to be able to do.
Kevin, fantastic job. It's almost like you've done this before. I've been on the podcast once or twice. But yeah, everybody go check out his webinar. It's the August 2023 webinar, all about ultrasonic cleaning and the lumen flushing function. Kevin, thank you for being on your own podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. All opinions expressed on this show are those of the presenters. Before using any medical device, it is important to review the device manufacturer's instructions for use.